New Altar for St. Agnes Church in Arlington by Zoe Murray, staff writer. Bishop Michael F. Burbidge dedicated a new altar for St. Agnes Church in Arlington, August 31st. The celebration was the culmination of a multi-million dollar renovation that changed and improved a number of aspects of the building. The church now has a newly paved parking lot, a new entryway, and narthex. Inside the church, there is a new altar, tabernacle, baptismal font, ambo, and new marble flooring in the sanctuary. There are new doors, new pews, more lighting, an elevator to the basement, and a space for a gift shop. A baldacchino structure around the sanctuary that rises up through the roof to become the church's steeple now has an oculus that lets in light, a dome with stars against a blue background, a bell for the tower, and lights to illuminate the cross that tops the church. It reminds you of a gateway into heaven, said Father William P. Saunders, pastor. It really makes a beautiful statement. At the dedication mass, Father Saunders thanked the many people who made the renovation possible, including Father Frederick H. Edlifson, pastor of Our Lady of Lourdes Church in Arlington, who began the process when he was pastor. I'm grateful for the support of the parishioners who not only contributed to this renovation, but also have been able to adapt to being in the parish hall for mass for 9 months, for dealing with construction issues and so on, said Father Saunders. People have told me after the dedication mass that they really can feel the presence of God. In his homily, Bishop Burbidge encouraged the parishioners to be children of the light. Father Saunders, I think you've also helped us there, said Bishop Burbidge, referring to the bright new chandeliers. Thank you, St. Agnes, for providing the Lord with such a lovely dwelling place. But don't forget, we too are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants to find a fitting and loving dwelling place within us to live and to abide. So through the intercession of Mary, our Mother, St. Joseph, and St. Agnes, rededicate yourself to the Lord tonight. As part of the dedication rite, Bishop Burbidge sprinkled holy water on the altar and the congregation. He deposited relics into the altar and offered the prayer of dedication. He poured chrism on the altar and anointed it. Afterward, women of the parish cleaned the altar and dressed it with altar linens. Incense burned on the altar and candles were lit as hymns were sung. Parishioners George and Carmen Eggy loved the new sanctuary. The couple joined the parish in 1964, at a time when masses were celebrated in the gym. The couple raised their 11 children at the parish, and many of them were married in the church. As with many parishioners, they contributed to the renovation and provided feedback to Father Saunders. Father was very good about communicating, and he did present some drawings at the very beginning, and there were quite a few comments, said Carmen. But he listened, and he did a great job. He came back with a final project, and it's gorgeous. Carol Mack, a parishioner since 1977, appreciates the new choir seating, which is much sturdier than the old structure, she said. Martha Gaday, a parishioner for the past 25 years, loved that parishioners were asked to write prayers down on slips of paper that were then placed inside the altar. Long after we're gone, a part of us is still going to be here at St. Agnes, in that altar, and I love that, she said. Gaday and her husband raised their 4 children at the parish, and she cherishes the community. It's wonderful to see that even when things change, everything stays the same because at the heart of it is a family, she said.